always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and I'm excited again to be back. This is another day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad, man. And we're gonna get it in with another cat, man, putting it down for the West Coast for some time, man. He goes by the name of Propaganda. Matter of fact, I got him on with me right now. Prop, man, how you doing, boss?
What up, y'all? I'm cold chilling.
Okay, man. Hey, I'm excited to get you on, man. There's a lot of cats that have been like, man, we got to get Propaganda on Yada the King Radio, man. So, I mean, we...
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? We've been trying to work it since Flavor Fest, man. But you said you've been busy. Yeah, what's been popping since Flavor Fest for you, bro?
Well, man, I think as soon as I got home, man, I was gearing up. I got added to the last couple shows of the Man Up Tour.
Oh, wow.
So, I was... I hit the road with those dudes as soon as I got home. I think I got home the 9th. I got home that Tuesday, left that Thursday for the Detroit Man Up, and then came home, had a quick one out here in L.A., then went right back to the L.A. Man Up, and then I'm down to Houston. Now I'm home.
Man, so you've been moving, bro.
Man, trying, man. Lord's been real gracious to us.
Tight, man. We gonna talk to you about your testimony in a second, man, and just the different things that God has been doing in your life, man. And today's topic, or the topic of the day, is God speaks, man. And we gonna talk about that, man, because a lot of cats be like, man, does God really speak? How can we hear him speaking, man? You got any quick thoughts on that even before we get jumping in the show?
Yeah, I got a real quick, real simple one. Of course he speaks. He wrote a book.
That's right. So he giving it to you
every day.
Off bat. That's right, man. And we're going to get it in with him, chop it up, see what's going on, man. And really, I think that as Christians continue to grow in God, we get to hear his voice even clearer, man. And I think that's really the goal. I mean, think about this, man. Moses talked to God face to face, man. You know what I'm saying? He prayed to so much with God that when he prayed, you know what I'm saying, what happened was his face started glowing. So God speaks, man. But the question I always has is, are we listening? Let's do this, man. I'm going to go to this quick song real quick by the homie Victory called War Cry on Yada the King Radio. You know what we're going to do. We're going to get it in with Propaganda right after this. Let's get it in, y'all.
Or if they blowing disses, man, I can't tell the difference. I'm so focused on my mission. You catch me in the kitchen, I'm whipping up a vision. And if you think I'm tripping, I'll forgive you in a minute. Distractions can forget it the moment that I finish. I promise I'ma share the recipe and do the dishes. They calling me to kick it, but homie, I ain't with it. Cause wasting any time only go against the premise. Since we ain't playing tennis, that racket get diminished. The only thing in mind, man, handle kingdom business. Two reasons I'm infinite, my purpose and my witness. No drama and no comma, boy, running like a sentence every.
Cause this is all I know, man, this is all I know. Man, this is all I know, man, this is all I know. Man, this is all I know, man, this is all I know. Man, this is all I know, that's why I go to war. Cause this is all I know, man, this is all I know. 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 That's why I go to war.
This ain't a game. I can't do this off my key. Let my song align with yours. Walk with God. Stay on my feet. Spit my lines. Get on my beat. Open my eyes. I won't be sleep. Gotta go to war if I wanna live free. Living that lie, it won't be me. Later my mind. I gotta be a G. All that means is about to the three. Battle for the M-I-N-D. Enemy, I target me. Walk with God so awkwardly. It's not my neck to the cross my T. And got my eye and live my dream. I'd rather choose death and live obscene. It's all I know, it's all I need to please.
please my flesh is how I breathe. Ignore my soul and watch him greed. I worship lust and glorify things. I love my sin, it's my disease. It's all I know, it's all I need. I'm wrapped in lies, I watch him bleed. I write my plans, create my scheme. You tell me truth, get off my team. This is my life, I watch him bleed. Murder myself, my soul I feed. Close that book, get off my knees. How to love me, it's all I see. How to love me and watch him bleed. I cut this beat, I felt so free. I'm never gonna stop going at the enemy. Cause this is war.
All I know, man, this is all I know. 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 That's why I go to war. Cause this is all I know. Man, 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 this is all I know. That's why I go to war.
Man, this is all I know. Man, this is all I know.
If you really,
man, this is all I know.
Are hungry,
man, this is all
what
I know.
God has,
man, this is all I know. Man, this is all
then
I know.
You have no problem,
man, this is all I know.
Chasing that thing down every day. Read, praying, believing, walking, teaching, chasing, relentless every day.
To a life with no pain, my heart grew back on faith, no Rogaine. Fired up a Christ blue flame, no propane. Word of God between white lines, no cocaine. Jesus freaking know my flow strange. I'm not of this world, heaven is home plate. Bang!
Posted up with a slingshot, standing over this giant with his head shot. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who should try to defy the armies of God? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, no Cena. Pride hides in a big head, no Gina. Forbidden fruit, yeah, we seen her. Almost 8, like 7:45, no Beamer.
It's a gift from God. No man can boast. By grace you've been saved.
No works without faith.
Masterpiece of the Lord.
Created in Christ.
For righteous works he planned for your life. Before time.
Pray without ceasing, that's 24/7. 365, we rejoice in the present. Defeat world hunger with some nuggets and mementos. 20 in a box, vente para cinco. Reborn in Christ, baby, soft, no wrinkles. When I won 80, somebody yelling bingo. And this is no cartoon. Yeah, I'm hooked to the cross like a fish with a harpoon.
Gentiles, we was dogs like bingo. We was the heathen sniffing white like gringo. Headed for hell, pill popping like Pringles. And everyone was fed X like Kinko's. Keep praying for the addicted to pharmaceuticals. Three sons with weed crumbs up in their cuticles. The drug game usually ends in bloodstains, but we changed to spit in paradise like Coolio.
Life without the Lord ain't really life at all. Kinda like a hoop and net with no ball. Pointless, worthless, driven with no purpose. No wonder why 90% of y'all are searching. A breath worth breathing, a mission, a reason. Here's a set of keys, anybody want freedom? Stop throwing band-aids on internal bleeding. I know a prayer for sin is worth repeating.
That helmet is salvation, keep your caps locked. Faith is a shield, it's firewall blocked. And we tweet like a bird was our mascot. Cause these sparrows gotta eat, that's God. Escape the fate of fleshly disease. Shift your focus and enter with the keys. Cause Eve bit the apple, Adam married Steve. Jobs out the window, 7 is PC.
It's a gift from God.
No man can boast. By grace you've been saved. No works without faith.
Masterpiece of the Lord.
Created in Christ.
Rock Soul Productions presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation to you. Visit markarthuronline.com.
We invite you to join and fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Okay, no problem.
Who was that on the phone, dear?
That was the pastor of the church around the corner. He was just wondering if it was okay to stop by for a quick visit. I told him sure.
You told him what? A pastor coming over here?
Yeah, we're not doing anything.
Sometimes we get nervous when we're around someone we consider more righteous than ourselves.
Quick, you hide the magazines, I'll lock the movie drawer.
Do what?
And watch your language.
Watch my language?
Kids, stay in there and do not come out until we say.
Okay.
Dear, it's just a pastor. He's just dropping by for a quick visit.
Maybe we need to get rid of all of our champagne.
Dear, we only have sparkling cider.
Oh. Well, that explains a lot.
If you feel the need to clean up your act around a righteous person, think what it'll be like to stand before a righteous God. Jesus died so we can have a one-on-one relationship with God and stand before Him unashamed. Have you trusted Jesus with your life? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Right there, that was Doc Jones featuring Jay Givens and DJ 12. It could be DJ 1-2. I'm not sure, man. But that's a new joint on Yacht of the King Radio. I got the homie Propaganda with me, man. And Prop, man, this is where we get into what we call the testimony segment of the show. So people can hear, you know what I'm saying, how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
All right. Well, it's funny. Like, when I start talking about this, sometimes I feel it's somewhat disappointing to people because, like, I don't have that, like, I really don't have, like, a super wild testimony.
Man, it's all good.
But, like, yeah, you know, but praise the Lord for, like, what He's done in my life. Like, I, you know, like I said, I grew up in, like, almost all Mexican neighborhood. And so for me, you know, even though it was in South Central Los Angeles and then a little area called West Covina, La Puente, like, either way, it was like there was a lot of gang culture, but they were Latin gangs. So for me, it was like gang banging wasn't really an option. I didn't speak the language. You know what I'm saying? Like, they weren't trying to recruit. Like, it was just like I was just the one brother in the city. You know what I mean? It was what it was. You know what I'm saying? And so like that wasn't really an allure to me. Now, I mean, I had uncles and cousins that banged, but like, I mean, I felt like those dudes ain't had nothing going for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I was just like, y'all, I mean, you little grandma. Like, I mean, you ain't got, like, you ain't got nothing going for you. You know what I mean? So, like, to me, it just wasn't a thing. And I know that's usually strange for somebody, you know, born in Los Angeles. Like, I don't know, it just wasn't a thing. But what was for me, at the church I went to, my sister, 6 years older than I am, so all the big kids at the church, like, they were graffiti writers. They were just these B-boys. Like, whether they were serving the Lord or not, I was too young to call. I was, like, a second grader. I don't know. But, like, all I know is, like, the dudes in my church were, like, the coolest dudes I ever met. Like, I mean, it was, back in the day, they was, you know, they was rocking the overalls. They was airbrushing the overalls, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they had, like, they rode their skateboards to church. Like, I mean, and they were just graph writers. They were break dancers. And I just thought these dudes were, like, I mean, they were just the coolest dudes I ever met. To come to find out, I guess, like, my pastor was just, like, you know what I mean? He was just ahead of his time and was just, like, cool with it. You know what I mean? So, it was just a bunch of B-boys at my church. And it was just these these Latin dudes, Mexican dudes, just from the block. They were just, and I thought, dude, I want to be like those guys. You know what I mean? So I had a really, you know, faithful mother who, you know, to this day, I can recall her for, you know, even when we used to get home from school or when she would get home from work, like, just shutting the door to her bedroom for a good half hour, hour and a half, and be like, I'm not answering the phone. here's your dinner, and I'm going to pray. You know what I'm saying? And we just knew you just leave her alone for that time because she was going to talk to the Lord. You know what I mean? And I remember like just cognitively having a mental, like intellectual ascent. Like I understood very young that God became a man to say, like, I got it. I get it. I understand. You know what I mean? Whether I was at a place, you know, in maturity wise to really comprehend that to the point of saving faith, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really can't point at a day that happened, but I think somewhere between like 6th to 8th grade was when I was like, okay, let's infuse this knowledge with faith, and that I believe somewhere around that time that the Lord saved me. But during that time also, I was falling in love with hip hop. Like I was just, you know, becoming a b-boy and just again, like I dealt with like, I mean, my father was a Black Panther, you know what I'm saying? Super militant, you know, and super intelligent, you know. And again, like, I lived in a, you know, Mexican neighborhood, so there was, like, mad identity issues. You know, we were obviously poor, you know what I mean? I'm rail thin, like, I was never really a fighter. I'm not really, like, an alpha male. And kind of like, you know, being from the block, you kind of got to be one, you know what I mean? And, like, I just wasn't one, you know? So I really leaned on my talent. You know, I leaned on my abilities, my ability to kind of think faster than the people around me. That's kind of how I got into, like, freestyle type stuff. And just, you know, I found really a home in, like, just the ciphers and in battle rap. And just, like, I felt like that was a place that I could flex and finally get some attention. You know what I mean? And where people look past just my ethnicity, not just being like, oh, that's a Black dude. You know what I mean? And then the fact that, like, again, my father being real serious about education, I didn't sound like, I mean, I had to give my mother a dollar every time I said yeah instead of yes. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, they were hardcore. Like, you need to speak clearly, speak correctly. You know, a lot of things, like, went into, you know, reasons why I felt really like a fish out of water and really didn't necessarily find my identity and my value in the fact that I was made in his image until much later, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, I kind of felt like once that clicked, like, the Lord kind of, like, in some senses almost gave me back hip-hop. Because I never really had, like I said, a philosophical, like, distinction between being a believer and being and existing in hip-hop. Mm. From L.A., you know, again, I'm a tunnel rat, so, like, We were just in ciphers, you know what I'm saying? That's what I knew. Like, you Christians, you Muslims, you Rastas, you get in there, if you don't, you go. If you serve this MC, he may listen to you, you know what I mean? And we saw that, like, I feel like I saw that day after day after day. Like, I just saw, you know, people that would look at Dax, look at Journey, like, you know, later on in their lives, like, they would call him on the phone and be like, look, man, my marriage is falling apart, blah, blah, blah. Like, as much as they were front on him before, when the push came to shove, they would call the Christians. You know what I mean? And I saw that. So, like, to me, I was like, it's doable. You can do it. You know what I mean? But, you know, I realized that there were, again, like, identity issues that, like, I had put my whole personhood and my ability to rap. You know what I mean? And you know, God really, like, as I grew, kind of, like, you know, shaped, and he really became Lord of my life. And throughout, this was happening throughout high school and college, and, you know, but the whole time I was passionate for, you know, defending the faith, for, you know, being an artist, and just being the person the Lord has made me.
Exciting,
yeah,
man.
Dude, like,
no, I think that's tight, man. What's some stuff that you would say that God is still even speaking to you today on, or maturing you in still, that you could just say, hey, man, I know this is what God's doing. You know what I'm saying? What's popping?
Man, well, I say there's a couple things. That theme of just, like, of self-perception has been one that has never, like, ceased. You know what I mean? God's, like, constantly, you know, really, really, you know, evaluating, checking and rechecking and reshaping so that, like, I put no other idol before him, you know what I'm saying, and really always doing that. But I think recently, one thing God's been doing with me, like, I mean, this is like, I mean, I'm gonna get real personal with y'all, like, this is like this week styles. The fact that, like, most of Humble Beats is, like, you know, some of y'all know they're in the Northwest, they're up in Portland, You know, so most of the team is there. Again, Oz Thomas is like, that's my best friend for over 15 years. And we actually moved to Portland together. And then when I got married, I came back to L.A. And like, but like, he's there, Braille's there, Theory's there, Experiment's there. We got a pastor that we all met together. They're up there. They all go to that church. And they're bonding and they're growing in the faith. And God's, you know, building the label up there. And like, I'm out here by myself. I started feeling like, you know, and really just kind of like feeling like, dang, I'm losing my best friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like what's going on? That was my accountability partner. Like that was my boy, man. You know, we were going to raise our children together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so really like God really humbling me and just reminding me just first of all how arrogant it is to like think of our life position like anything short of perfect. Like God didn't hand orchestrate every ingredient in your life to make you and to conform you to his image. Like God put me in this city. It's crazy, like the way that the Lord put even me and my wife together, like the fact that he put us together, moved us both from like environments that we're comfortable in or that we know. And he's like, so we've only had each other. You know what I'm saying? We got each other and we got our church. And so he made us unite together, bond with our local body. And like, and how dare me curse any of that? You know what I'm saying? So God's like really like teaching me about being really just content in the stage that you're in. And like just how arrogant and blasphemous that is to like to be anxious or over anything, to not ever be like really present, even if it's like dwelling on the past or even trying to, you know, prepare for the future, not being unwise. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't be unwise, but what I'm saying is like in that I'm being so hyper focused on the next move, that's idolatrous. You know what I'm saying? To really like pull yourself back into the moment. Really be present, you know what I mean? And just understand it's a gift. This is everything that's brought me to this moment and the moment I'm in now has been handpicked by the Lord. Like this is God's will, period. You know what I mean? And who am I to like not appreciate or enjoy or to be present in that time? That's really like what God's trying to deal with me now about.
Man, he's going in already, man.
I'm trying to tell you, homeboy.
We're going to go into this first song that you got, man, called Change the World. Can you tell us a little bit about this joint?
Well, it's funny because, like, actually, Thomas had made the track, like, he made every track on the album. And I just like the sample. So, like, I felt like it wrote itself just so, you know, you could really change this world. And I was like, dude, it wrote itself. So, like, when I sat down to write it, I just thought about that. Like, okay, really, like really, we really can. Really just trying to like unpack the theme of just really being a culture influencer and, you know, a thought leader and just spurring people to, you know, think different. So that's really like what the track's about. Oh man, Braille jumped on, murdered it. Alert jumped in, Alert the band on the label. You know, they jumped in and made it real. Kept the bottom end mic and, yeah, man, that's the track.
All right, let's check this out on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get it in, y'all.
I'm so done wasting words, homie, help me choke up. This is Project Action, I'm sure. Well, if you know like I know, then let's go change the world. I'm so through wasting words, y'all come show me.
When we get so cool with so-so, brains are B+, so now mediocre's do-yo. But that's another subject, next album's called Excellent. Already started writing, that's a biblical work ethic. Real manhood, faithfully forming family, developing godly kids, my best gift to this community. Hopes that God will use me to leave bruises on the bougie. Humbly sharpen sharpies and speak sharply. Young learn to practice being hip to scare tactics. Stop giving they lies for cotton pictures of dead men. Never blame my skin, outright chump. Stainless steel spine just to spite your biters. Speaking definition, no inch of this is shy. Our culture's diabetic, I got raps that act as insulin. Still the only hope for real change is found in Christ alone. He leaves the jail broke like my iPhone.
I'm so through wasting words, here let me show ya. I'm so done wasting words, homie help me show the. This is Project Action, I'm sure. Well if you know like I know, then let's go change the world. I'm so through wasting words.
eventually diminish. So take a minute and listen to just your antennas and get a vision. The way I'm spitting, it's like fishing lines. I'm focused on the finish line. Diligent with a fire ignited, I get delighted when men living in darkness get transformed and enlightened. Restoration through the gospel, truth is possible. Even when it sounds illogical, stand back and watch the spirit move. Jesus don't discriminate, he forgave prostitutes, made them clean when they believe, cause he could change everything. This constitutes a response from us despite our pompous attitudes. The sin inside of us is so monstrous. We say in God we trust, but live for our greed and lust, asking God to give us more. He gave up his seed for us, cured our disease, made us pure and blameless. So if you got a wicked heart, Jesus can change it.
I'm so through wasting words, here let me show you. I'm so done wasting words, homie help me show you.
Come show them.
Yeah, that's my sister Blaze right now. The song is called Do Something. Shout out to Blaze. She was actually on Bobby Jones today, man. So if y'all missed that, go check out the, you know what I'm saying, Google that. That's my little sister doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we're going to do right now, man. We're going to do the fun facts on the podcast, because some of the cats that be missing this, they miss a lot, man. And I got a couple of questions from the people in the live stream right now. Number one, the homie Kadami, shout out to him, man. He's a producer up and coming. He says, where does Prop see himself in the next 5 years, man?
Call from
I'm sorry about that. Can't.
Be honest, man. You know, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, man. Like, you know, I'm probably, you know, should the Lord tarry, if, you know, if people still care to hear me rap, I'll still be rapping. You know, if not, then, you know, I'll probably move more into like a, kind of like a mentoring, like, you know, more like a development, especially with like curriculum, just with like this young urban like leaders, you know what I mean? Just move into more like a mentoring type position than anything. Maybe speak, get speaking engagements when I can. But yeah, more like a thought leader, you know what I mean? And whatever vehicle that can get carried into, I think.
All right, cool, man. Kingdom, we got Kingdom 7 with us for the fun facts on Yada the King Radio, man. And Kingdom, I'm gonna let you ask. One since we ain't heard you in a minute, man.
Can I keep it real?
So, hey, Propaganda, how you doing today, man?
What up, fam? All the way in Korea.
Yeah, all the way out here in Korea, man. The first fun fact I have for you is, excuse me. What is your favorite cereal?
Ooh. Man, I would say I would start off with Corn Pop, and then maybe a Captain Crunch. Probably there, but like I'm lactose intolerant now, so I can't eat none of them. That milk be kicking my tail.
Okay, no, that's what's up.
Kenny, all right, so
go ahead, hit him, man.
So what is your favorite board game? Like, if you had to play like spades, cards, board games, what is your favorite game?
Taboo. It's Taboo, man. That's just so fun to me. Yeah. You know, it's a word game.
Oh, that's what it. What he said in the nutshell is that's what real MCs play. They play Taboo. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a word game. You dig?
That's funny. Okay. You said it, not me. I'll take it.
Yeah. I got some from the cast in the live stream, man. They want to know, who is your favorite artist, man? And I know how hard this is for a lot of cats to answer on air, but we want to know, who are you feeling, homie? Man.
Can you narrow down the genre or just all together?
Kingdom, what you think? We should do Holy Hip Hop?
Yeah, let's do Holy Hip Hop.
So we'll start there. My favorite artist in Holy Hip Hop, man. Gosh, dude, that's hard. Man, I'm gonna say Theory has it. I know he's on the label, I know that's cheating, but Theory, dude. Last week it would have been Odd Thomas, just because like I feel like that dude's like he's such a quiet storm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I still kinda think that, but like, I mean, Theory, dude. Theory has it, dog. it's always something he did that I'm just like, I have to like pause the song for a second, whether it's in a beat, whether it's the beat or his lyric. I'm just like, let me step back from this for a second. That was ridiculous. You know?
No, that's what's up, man. I'm going to ask one more, and then I'm going to let Kingdom get on another one. Man, cats want to know, do you play any instruments, man?
Man, I wish.
Okay.
Kingdom. I tried to play the guitar once, but didn't last.
Go ahead, Kingdom.
All right. Other than the Bible, than the Bible, what good books are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book called Teach Me to Pray, Andrew Murray. And believe it or not, I'm reading the Westminster Confession. I felt like I didn't go to like no Catholic school or the seminary and stuff like that, but like I've never like sat down and read a confession. So I was like, I'm just kind of reading through that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, also coming out of the Bible, who is your favorite? I'm gonna call him a character, but what book of the Bible gives you the most inspiration?
Oh man, I can't even call that like, man. I mean, because it's usually like in relation to the season of life I'm in,
right?
Like, I can't, like, I don't even know, man. For a long time, you know, Psalms, obviously, just because of the poetic aspect of it. Hebrews for a while, just because I felt like it just kind of solidified what I thought I believed, and I needed that clarity. Isaiah, just because of his boldness. And again, the poetic aspect of prophecy. But... man, I don't know. It just kind of depends on, like, where I am. I think right now I'm in Hebrews. And that's, like, right now, like, I'm pulling a lot from that.
That's what's up.
Okay, man. And I got another question from some of the cats out there, man. Who is one of your favorite preachers or sermons, if you can remember?
Man, I think Robbie Zacharias is one of my favorites. Chuck Swindoll, like, he's one of my favorites. He preached a series on Moses once that like just kind of rocked me when I was like in high school. That kind of did it for me. R.C. Sproul, obviously, just because he's brilliant.
You still there? You still there, Pop?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah. I said, man, recently, man, like, I just been kind of focusing on my local church, man. I just been, like, really learning from my own pastor.
Yeah.
His name's Eric Chubesky. And, man, that dude just, I think it's his humility. Like, because I think I like about him what I liked about all the other, like, dudes that I would name is just their... They communicate humility so well to me, you know what I mean? Like, there's such a reverence and a respect for the scriptures that when they approach it, it's not from a tone like they've arrived, you know what I mean?
Right.
So when they talk, it's just like, I feel like, man, I'm in the boat with them, and they're discovering like I'm discovering, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel like they got rocks first. You know what I'm saying? And then now they're just like, look, dude, let me tell you what just happened to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when they open the Bible, like, I feel like it's like that. You know what I mean?
Tight, man. I'm going to ask one last question, you know what I'm saying, from you. And that's, if you can feature with anybody that you have not featured with, anybody in gospel music, it don't have to be hip-hop rappers or whatever. Who would you do a feature with, man? I mean, is there any thoughts, any plans that you have?
Hey, homie, like, who I wish I could is, I mean, I'm weird, dude. Like, I listen to a lot of different music, and, like, to be honest, man, I'm trying to, if I could get a hold of, like, Mute Math, like, I mean, right now they're on secular stations, but those dudes are believers. Like, they are Christians. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I could get a hold of Mute Math, or like a band named Seren out in Denton, Texas, like, for real, that's who's on my radar. Like, I listen to, like I said, like, I listen to, in my own, like if you scroll through my iPod, it would probably be, it'd be rather surprising. You know what I mean? So, like, if I could work with anybody, like, Sky's the Limit, Budget Snow Object, I'm calling Mute Matt.
Wow, yeah. Now that's what's up, man. See, this is the kind of stuff you get to hear when you join us in the live stream, man. We gave you a little tease today. But Propaganda, we're going to go to this next song from you called Dig. Can you tell us about that's this right. joint?
Man, that's probably my favorite track on the record. It's one of the most, I'd say of any album I've done, that's probably the most honest and transparent song that I've written. You know, like, that came from some real pain in my own life and real pain in the lives of, like, people around me. And just my cry for determination and accountability, like, kind of all in one song. And then secondly, like, I feel like from a beat perspective, like, that's the closest to, like, what I would want my sound to be.
Yeah.
Than any, like, song I've ever written. Like, wow. I love the music, you know what I mean? I think Thomas, like, he just gets it, you know what I mean? Again, like, shout out to I Thomas, man, like, that fool gets it.
That's what's up, man. Let's check this song out. Propaganda Dig on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go.
Find it somewhere in your soul. The last bit of strength that'll take you on home. Just find it somewhere in your heart to put the past in the past and go back to the start. Selfish, prideful, come get an eye full of ugly dark stain on a once wonderful resume. Leisurely strolls down the road of perdition, leaves a man wishing for his own position. I know it's so empty, but it's still so tempting. And if I ever lose sight, come and get me. You gotta dig. You gotta dig. If I ever lose sight, come and get me. You gotta dig. She's a jewel in your crown. Don't trade a $1 million future for a nickel right now. Mama said leave a place better than you found it. And looking in your eyes, I realize how profound that is. Dig like there's no tomorrow. Dig like you living on time that's borrowed. Dig, homie, it's in there somewhere. Dig like your life depends on it, cause it does. Dig. And grandmama touched down, fresh from TX, a block from Ghost Town. Natural born rider, will watch riot survivor. Loved the 4 kids, but them streets were a beast. God's grace alone, 3 out of the 4 made it. Now the son of second born is rocking microphones, and it's so lovely. Wish it could hug me. Dirty and it stinks, but it's mine for the keeps. Cold piece of work, the son of a 9 to 5er. Civil rights and Vietnam War survivor. Told my grandpappy that blacks were not human, but that didn't stop the movement. You gotta dig. And find it. The wind sings the songs of the dedicated few that wouldn't fall headlong. Just find it. Watch me tighten my belt when the prayers of this rapper's a desperate cry for help. I desire a higher outcome than we get you. Forgive me if I dismiss you, it ain't the bishop. I am not a roster, don't let the dreads fool you. Though I take Josh serious, if it's cool, let me school you. Dig. I can't say I'm not tired or felt a little envious of names on flyers. Empty handed and homesick, though I know my flow's sick. If y'all only knew how cold this road gets, dig. And if I ever lose sight, come and get me. You gotta dig. I'm not the artist, I'm the canvas. Remind me of my own words, though I can't stand it. Hold me accountable, call me on my laziness. Call me by my birth name, look me in the face and dig. You gotta dig. If I ever lose sight, come and get me. You gotta dig. You gotta dig. If I ever lose sight, come and get me. You gotta dig.
Breath
across the street. What's on the other side, right across the street? Double cross, homie had a cross on his necklace. Thought I could trust him, cross examination. I take back that last statement, boiling point. I could feel the lack of patience. Planet's inhabitation, panic and passive hatred. Go off the top in a battle, get decapitated. They don't hurt you on accident, it's all premeditated. They had it all planned out. I wanna fly away, but I could feel gravity and the depravity of my humanity. I feel trapped in a bubble or a square. Then I complain like the struggle ain't fair. Cities destroyed by tsunamis. Different forms of despair, like my issues don't compare.
You're feeling like grill. And I can feel it.
My life was getting hard, it's still raining cats and dogs on the boulevard of broken dreams, chasing after light beams, staying close to my shadow. Keep your enemies close, raising my daughter in a broken home. And when she's not with me, I'm just home alone. Might get a few calls on my mobile phone, but I keep it on silent when I'm in the zone. I zone out when the beat come in. Speak life over death, that's why I can't sleep. Cousin, face problems like a man, can't keep running. Blood, sweat, and tears, you really wanna bleed from it. This is my job, I keep my shirt tucked in, but I never punch out sometimes.
I punch in.
I feel the weight of this fallen world, I know you feel it too. The Lord is my refuge, redemption, and rescue.
You're feeling like grill. And I can feel it.
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSunOfTheSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the
league CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus,
Gina.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Feel it like Braille. That's feel it. The song by Braille, man. And we back. And we're going to get on the topic of the day with Kingdom 7 and propaganda, man. And the topic of the day is God Speaks, man. And I'm kind of leaving it with question marks. For the cats that don't know God Speaks, you made a bold statement and said something earlier.
Well, he wrote a book.
He wrote a book, man. So
he so did.
Let me ask you this, man. For those that are still, like, you know what I'm saying, they'll say stuff like, the man wrote the book and all this, you know. But how do you know God speaks, man? Personally, can you even share a time that God spoke to you in your life, man?
Well, to make it, like, real simple, like, just the fact that I'm a believer. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, from particular worldview that we come from, like, you know, I believe that, you know, we were all, you know, God haters. We're naturally God haters. So the fact that anybody is saved and, you know, a believer in Christ is a proof, is proof that he speaks.
Yeah.
Because we don't naturally desire him. So, like, I think from a macro term, I think it's real, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, unbelievers kind of have, they kind of have a good argument when, like, if the proof we give people is, you know, subjective and experiential, because they could say the same thing that, you know, they had a religious experience with quote-unquote God after, you know, they had a, you know, a plate of, like, spoiled crab cakes, you know what I'm saying? So they had this spiritual experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody can claim that. But I believe that the fact that any of our souls have been regenerated, I think that, you know, the Bible speaks through, or God speaks through, first through nature, and the fact, you know, we call it general revelation, the fact that the earth actually works. I mean, you can attribute that to, you know, forces of nature, but I don't know any design that doesn't have a designer, you know what I mean? So, like, it came from somewhere, you know, and I think, but the special revelation where the Holy Spirit just regenerates a person's soul, proof that he speaks, I think that in my life, if I am going to get, you know, given my own life as an example, like I said, first, the fact that I'm a believer, but then secondly, just plenty of times that, like, I've looked at a passage in Scripture that, you know, wasn't even, I mean, like, let's be real, like, the Bible wasn't written to me, you know, it had a particular audience, the author said exactly what they meant, you know, and they were speaking to who they were speaking to, but even though they were speaking to directly to somebody else, God has used those things to answer, you know, a lot of questions in my own life and give me direction and things that I would have, you know, really stepped into, you know, some nasty piles of dog poop if I didn't, you know, consult the Word.
Wow. That's good. Kingdom, you got anything, bro?
Yeah, based upon the topic of God, we can really get profound when it comes to the heart. God really speaks to the heart of man. And it really gets me in when I get to a description from Luke 24:32. It says they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he walked with us on the road and opened the Scriptures to us. So, in my understanding of God speaks, God speaks to our heart first. And being that our heart is the center of our intellect, you know, and the center of our emotions. And if we just sit back sometimes and just listen to God, don't say nothing, he will actually speak. I know a lot of times we ask God, we pray to God, God, what about this? We're a fork in the road in our life. And what should we do here? What should we do there? And then we're trying to do everything in the physical, in the natural, to do what we're supposed to do to make sure things go right in our life. But sometimes we just need to stop and be still for God to speak.
Wow.
So, and when he speaks, then we have to be obedient and do what he tells us to do. And that's where a lot of times we want God to speak to us, but then when he speaks to us, we don't want to do what he told us to do. So it's kind of like, it's like, wow, you know, or he'll speak through somebody else to us and it'll be a confirmation. So in life, God speaks. We just have to be in tune to his voice to hear.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. And Prop, I know your time is running short with us, man, and we want to honor your time, bro. Man, just for the cast that's hearing you and for the first time and they loving, you know what I'm saying, your music. I mean, some cats said Dig was one of their favorite. We got one more song that we're going to play from you after this called So Help Me. But for the people that's trying to find out where they can get you at, where are you at on the World Wide Web, man? Where in the world, man, is Prop?
Man, the quickest thing probably is just go to humblebeast.com. It's humble and beast, as in beast, he's a beast, like all together. Just humblebeast.com. You can peruse through there. You can download that record for free on the website, or you can go to iTunes. It's up to you. But Yeah, dude, that'd probably be the quickest way. That links to all of, you know, our Facebooks and Twitters and all that good stuff. Just humblebeast.com.
All right, Kingdom, I know you always got some questions about, for cats, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's up, man?
I guess my last thing for propaganda is, man, just be blessed in all you do. Keep striving for God. And what is it that's really coming over the horizon that you really want to for people to understand about you and your music?
For the last thought of the day. Dude, just that, like, you know, first of all, like, you know, I'm not delusional. Like, music is just that. It's just music. You know, and really don't put, you know, don't put more stake in it than needs to be. I'm saying, it's just raps. It's just poetry, you know. But please understand that, like, I feel like I'm, you know, I'm really a part of a bigger movement that we're all a part of. You know, we work for the same boss. You know, we have the same global mission. You know Christ and make Him known. And really, let's affect the culture, man. Let's be thought leaders. You know what I mean? And, like, really, like, that's my heart, man. I'm just like, I just encourage you to, like, you know, for me, like, that's my mission. And I encourage everyone else that to, like, to just, if anything, like, hear that in my music. Like, it's more about just think different. You know what I mean? Like just be bold in your faith. Be bold in your understanding. Like, you know, you have nothing to be ashamed of. You have to be embarrassed about. Like, you're right. You know, the scriptures are true. You are right. You have every right to be bold about that. You know, you got nothing to hide. You know what I'm saying? And so when you hear me in music, like, that's what you're hearing, like a completed worldview from every aspect of my life, whether it's raising my daughter or, you know, killing a cipher. All of that comes from a heart where I understand that God is real and that our worldview is one that we can rest on and be completely confident in. And let's affect the culture, change hip hop, and retire and raise grandchildren.
That's what's up, man. Y'all heard it from the homie Prop, man. And before you go, we want you to tell us about this song, So Help Me, and then we're going to let you bounce.
Man, there it is. That's actually what we were talking about right there. So Help Me is two things. One is like, man, I swear, like, So Help Me, Lord, I'm going to give you the freshest music I can. And then that's the first half. And then the second half is like, is the cry of the people around us. Like, you see that, like, our city is dying. But there are people around you. So, like, help me. Like, help me. Help us. Help us reach them. You know what I mean? So that's really, like, the concept of the track.
All right. So, we're going to hop into this. Prop, man, we want to say thanks for your time, boss.
Oh, man. My pleasure, man. Thank you.
All right, man. And you enjoy that new child, that six-year-old child, man, with the yeah, blossoming thoughts, man. And keep that up.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, man. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Be blessed, y'all.
You too.
All right, brother.
Be blessed, bro.
Peace. All right, Mike.
So we're going to do this, man. We're going to go ahead and hop into this song right now from Propaganda called So Help Me. I want y'all to check it out. Tell me what you think, man, in the live stream. I see y'all, man. Let's get it.
Pain you can't imagine, but it muscled up my backbone and grip on the microphone. Other hand to the heart, ears to the scriptures. Word pictures give you a vision of my mission. And God raps the culture for them pop culture vultures choke ya. Such a deadly game aimed at ya from every angle attack ya. But propaganda got ya partner. Then soundboard, billboard, back to the drawing board. Southern Cali cross trainer, snow surfing skateboard. Spirit led b-boy, I'll show you one. I don't condone ghostwriting unless it's the holy one. Snatched from the fire, so awesome, on some. Let God be true and all men be liars, toss them. Curveball, prop got a word, y'all. Awkward assertion, an urban spurging. Word surging, urging a nation to face facts that despite what y'all learning, a burning hell is yearning to eat ya. Let that sink in like sharp
be ink pens, my choice weapon. And here is our mission, attempt to raise kids, understand what no means and failure ain't the end. We all cannot win, but lose is not an option. Well versed in hip hop and sound biblical doctrine, homie. That's the cry of a desperate mother. Daddy's at his wit's end. Granny don't know what to do with her kids. Kids, Ritalin is failing him. 10th grade, he failing it. Youth pastor bailing on him. Teachers can't riddle him. Popo can't find him. Out with his cousins. Same streets that his Theos and Primos got killed in. Hustling is built in. To whom is he listening? Not you. Lost all control of what influences him. Got his eye on her, her in many, many skirts. Desperate for attention and showing him curves works. Sent to the live with auntie, she stay in the burbs. But her BFF is finna start working them curves. What we call underage, pimps call them early. How you gon' compete? You barely making ends meet. This is where we come in, spitting the truth and then sneaking they iPods. Wait for the changing in a time when a crime is glorified. It's it. Killing your own kind can get you deified, or at least immortalized. Your monuments made of graffiti, the highest honor the hood could receive. When a foundation's destroyed and hearts are in a cold, and leaders are dropping like flies. Look in my eyes, see the determination. Muster up the bravery, get tired of the sideline and rush the finish line, homie.
Chris Searcy, and you are now tuned in to my man Don Christian right here on Yacht of the King Radio. Make sure you keep it locked.
If you ever need backup or a protector, I'm always around close by. And if you ever need an answer or some direction, take a look up in the sky.
See? You know what I'm saying? I think that song is called Superhero on Yada the King Radio, man. Kingdom 7, boss. What's been up with you, man?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Your soul-saving DJ Kingdom 7, man. I'm chilling out here in this nice land called Korea, man. Getting a break from all the hustle and bustle of the world that we call the world. What's happening out here, man? It's just laid back. It's a whole different atmosphere, culture. I'm trying to soak it up, understand the Korean people, the food, and what they believe in, the religions that are here. Knowing that this is the place that has the largest Christian church in the world.
Wow.
That I haven't got there yet.
Yeah.
But and within the next week or so, I will be traveling down to Seoul, Korea, to see this church, man. Because you can see the church coming in. It take up some blocks, man. It takes up some blocks. It's like over a million strong in that church.
Wow.
To be the largest church in the world, to have a big Christian following, and also have all the other religions that are here. Just by me going on to the trains and everything they have there to travel, you'll see the Buddhist temples and you'll see the Buddhists out doing their chants in front of the bus terminals and things of that nature. But then right on the other side of that, it's just like they have the biggest church in the world, Christian church. And it's just amazing how their culture has evolved around the Christianity when it was not based upon Christianity.
Right.
As a whole, though, man, it's good over here. The weather is getting cold now, and they always talking about, man, you ain't here felt it until you felt that Korea cold. So I'm getting firsthand knowledge on this cold. It ain't all that pretty.
Yeah.
The summers are like being in the jungle. It's very humid and things of that nature. So, but other than that, the Korean people are very nice people. They're very submissive type people, and I can understand why they could be the largest church in the world.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that they're so humble. And when I look at some of the Korean people, man, I was like, man, if Christians were like that in America, how much farther would we be?
Ooh.
Even though, you know, we supposed to be like the Bible belt of Christianity, other than dealing with the Catholic Church and the Roman Catholics around the world.
Yeah.
But I was just looking at the humbleness of the people. They're willing to serve. So I was like, man, if we was like that, man, woo, how much further would we be as a nation, and how much more influence we'll have on the world?
Mm. I think that's very important for us to, for us to understand humility, man. And, I mean, you're right, man. That makes a huge difference in God. You know, the word of God says you be humble, or God will make you humble. You know what I'm saying? So obviously it has a strong sense, man. But Kingdom, let me ask you this, man. What, since we ain't had you on the topics of the day or nothing like that, man, what's some stuff God really been talking to you about, man, or maturing you in as you over there, man? Because it's always good to hear what he's growing you up, man, and somebody out there is probably going to be dealing with the same stuff.
Well, what God has really been dealing with me on is transition. And transitioning to the next level or the next thing God has me to do.
Yeah.
And it's a big crossroad in my life, man. Basically because I do the military thing right now, and I'm about to go into that transition. And God is calling me now to set up myself or position myself for the next calling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. And it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And because all the things, the vision that he's given me is coming, starting to come to pass step by step. But then when you, it's like you pulling out that security blanket,
mm-hmm.
Of being with the government and knowing you're getting these checks and knowing you're getting all these types of things that a lot of people are fighting for every day in the civilian sector.
Yeah.
And now it's not like, oh, okay, yeah, I know I'm going to get paid, but now God has said, okay, now here it is that I'm about to send you to the next level in your life, and now you can't depend on the government. You're going to have to totally depend on me.
Mm.
And so that's where I am, man, trying to make sure that I'm focused on the transition and what I have to do to get to the next level that God needs me to be at for the next season.
Man, that's tight, man. I really like that, man, just hearing some of the stuff that you, you know what I'm saying, praying about, going through. I got to ask you this, though, man. You already know. I'm gonna ask you about some football, man. We need to figure out what's popping. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, man. I mean, last time we talked about the Steelers, they got whooped pretty bad. But hey, man, they're making a comeback, man. What you got to say about your team, man? And what do you see in the league? What's up with you, man? This is sports right now on Yada the King.
Yeah, sports radio, Yada the King. Yeah. As for Pittsburgh, man. Pittsburgh, I love them. They're my bread and butter, man. And I'm going to go out with them, bad or good. But I see that, yeah, my team is getting older. I can tell the corners are getting older. Yeah. The linebackers are getting older. And they need a little more fresh, young athleticism there. And I think now that all the other teams that were not as good, they have implanted those younger guys on the team, and now they're studying the films and everything of Pittsburgh. So now it's kind of catching up. They're playing catch up, and now Pittsburgh is at an angle. They're trying to sustain something that everybody was scared of the Pittsburgh Steelers when they come to play.
Yeah,
but it's not that way anymore. Even though we're a veteran team, we still know how to win, even when we had adversity. So, you know, and Ben is a great quarterback that know how to deal with injuries, thank God, because a lot of quarterbacks can't do that.
Oh, yeah, that dude's hurt.
They get hit, they're gone.
Yeah, he's hurt all the time.
And Ben, like, he plays better when he's hurt. It's like, that's what he needs. I need to get hurt for me to play good.
Yeah. You know?
So, it's crazy, but I think Pittsburgh will be a playoff team. I don't know if we can go back to the Super Bowl. That's an iffy, but I know we will be a contender to go into the playoffs.
Man, I don't know though, man. You got a lot of teams in the AFC this year. Of course, we don't got the Colts. You know what I'm saying? And I heard they're trying to.
And that's good.
I heard they're gonna fire the coach for the Colts, man. What do you think about that, bro? That's so ridiculous, in my opinion.
Fire the coach. I mean, you got to remember, Peyton Manning made other people look better than what they are.
Right.
And now the fact that they don't have Peyton Manning back there, they want to put all the blame on the coach. Now, if Peyton Manning was back there and they were still losing, what would they do then? Would they go out and say, hey, we're gonna get rid of Peyton Manning? I don't think so. You know? So I think they need to just let them weather this storm. And when Peyton comes back next year, give the man an opportunity to see, okay, was it just Peyton? Or is it the play calling and things of this nature now?
Yeah.
I don't think they're doing the man an injustice. They're doing him a great injustice by not giving him a chance. This is the first bad season that they done had in, like, what, about 10 years?
Oh, yeah, man. And I'm going to say this, man. Curtis Painter's not even that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not playing bad. He's playing all right. He's managing the game. They don't have a running game, which has kind of been their problem for years. And the defense, like, if you watch that Saints game, the defense, they're the ones that got all the points put on them. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you can't be a good defense and let anybody put 50 plus points on you. That's ridiculous, man. So they got to look a lot of different places besides just Peyton Manning, man. And I think this kind of opened the eyes because Peyton Manning can keep the scores up high. What you think, man?
Yeah, Peyton, yeah. He keep the scores up high, you know, and then even if their defense was lacking, if Peyton was in the game, he always was the one that kind of, like, they leaned on.
Yeah.
And now I guess their savior, that's their savior, he's not in there. Now they actually see the loopholes and the weaknesses of the team, and now everybody's exploiting them.
Right.
And say, Colts was not as good as everybody thought they was. Even when it comes down to their receivers, even is like, wow, Peyton ain't here. Man, I'm not getting the catches.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the looks no more. So it's just as a whole.
Okay, man. So let me ask you this, man. You got your Super Bowl picks, man. Who you think's gonna do it this year? And I know it's still early. Well, who you feeling, man?
I hate to say it, but I don't see nobody getting on the NFC side. Green Bay, I can't. They the best thing right now. I saw a little bit of weaknesses when they played the Vikings.
Yeah.
I saw that, and I think the only team really that can really give them a hard time if they're playing with all their cylinders pumping, man, is the Lions. I think they have the ability to really get at the quarterback, make Aaron Rodgers do stuff he don't want to do.
Yeah.
Green Bay's offensive line is great, but that's the game I wanted to see. I want to see Sue and the boys, how much pressure they can put on him and make him do stuff he don't want to do.
Yeah.
He don't want to round the pocket. He can, but he don't want to. I want to see if they make him uncomfortable enough to make the mistakes. So if they can exploit him early, then when the other people and the other teams start scouting that, maybe they can get an upset in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But on the AFC side, it's kind of tight. Everybody, you can say, New England, they're always there.
Yeah, man. Somebody need to get
New England.
Yeah, they need to get them out of there, man.
Hard.
I can't stand it. I can't stand the Patriots, man. But I'll say this, man. Let me see who I say. I would say a team to watch out for in the NFC that nobody is even thinking about, that just won the Super Bowl a few years ago, is the Saints, man. The Saints is playing good. I think they they lost two games. Some of them games was iffy games, but I mean, as we saw them when they went head to head against the Packers, it was a close game. You know what I'm saying? If they had another timeout, they could have won that game, or if the dude would have caught the pass, they would have won that. So I like the Saints, man. They're definitely going to win their division. But in the AFC, it's wide open. I would like to see the Bills, though. I would like to see the Bills because it's a new team, you know?
Yeah, the Bills is looking good, but they just lost. They lost, who did they lose? Sean Marion. They just lost him.
Man, he ain't been playing all season, though. Season. He haven't played that many games yet.
Right, but I mean, they lost him, so I'm like, But I mean, they got a good quarterback, and he's doing good, you know. So the Bills would be a good refreshness of the AFC to do something.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna push Pittsburgh up there, up to the top of the ranks, of course. But that's just my team. My dark horse that I just figured that would really dominate the NFC this year was Philly, man. And Philly has let everybody down, I think. They're supposed to be the hype team of the NFL this year.
Yeah.
And they have really let a lot of people down.
Yeah, I think they're going to turn it around, though, Kingdom. A lot of those losses.
They still got it.
Yeah, a lot of the losses that they done. And shout out to Kadami. He's a Giants fan, so, you know, he don't want to hear this. But and he live in Philly though, so I mean, what's he doing? He's a Giants fan living in Philly. That's I think Philly gonna pull it back, man. They gonna pull it back because there's a lot of games that they lost that they actually could have won, or they've been in position to win those games, and they, you know what I'm saying, whether it be fumbles, and I mean, ball security has been an issue the whole season. Tackling has been an issue, man, and I think they're gonna get that together, man. So I'm still pulling for the Eagles.
They got the next 2 weeks. Yeah, I mean, I still want Vic to do something, man. Maybe they can come in and win these last games of the season or whatever, and make a good run for the Super Bowl. Because I would like to see them. I think they do have the whole team that can beat the Packers.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, they got all the players in position to beat the Packers and get a shot at the Super Bowl. So I really don't want to see the Packers. No way. Get nowhere. Yeah. To be honest, but they just.
He's still mad about that last Super Bowl.
They just got it going. I'm not even mad about the Super Bowl. You know, we gave them a Super Bowl. I don't think they actually outright beat us one, the Super Bowl. You know, it's the final score that counts. But I don't really think they really won the Super Bowl. It wasn't nothing dynamic that they really did to beat us. They beat us on turnovers. So we beat ourselves in that Super Bowl. So... it is what it is. They chucked up the ring, but we'll see.
Man, let's talk about this topic of the day a little bit more as we start to wrap up the show today, man. And you had a lot of good stuff to say about God Speaks, man. And what is the number one way that you would tell us? You know, what I'm saying, as you said earlier, it's a heart. How do we hear with our heart? You know, what I'm saying, how does that take place for somebody to hear from God?
Well, first, I mean, with me, man, I can only speak for me. When you speak to my heart, it's called meditation. It's meditation. I read in His Word and just meditate on His Word or His Scriptures. Or whatever, like, if the pastor, you go to church on that Sunday and God gives you the Word through that pastor for that week, and you meditating on that Word for that week, and then you get to that Wednesday Bible study and you there, and then you get that refreshing word to make you through the end of the week.
Yeah.
And you just sit back and say, okay, God, your pastor gave us this word this week. What should I do to apply this to my life this week, or the problems that I'm going to be facing this week? So, and you just sit back and meditate on it, and then He'll begin to speak. You know, sometimes He don't always speak the way you think He should speak, but He'll speak through the word if you're reading it. That small voice that we always hear, but we act like we don't hear. We listen to that. Because the Holy Spirit will always reveal things to the heart.
Yeah.
And so just taking more time to hear Him speak to the heart. even when it come down to the scripture, Rebecca 2:1. I guess I paraphrase whatever. I will watch and see what He will say to me. And just, we hear the voice. And when we hear the voice, it says, do not harden your heart.
Yeah.
In Hebrews 4:7. So as long as we taking that time and sitting back and just asking God, hey, He's going to direct us.
Yeah, I think it's
but
very...
I know a lot of times...
Oh, go ahead.
Our flesh don't want to do that. And we know the right thing. That's the funny thing. We know the right thing. After we ask God for the answer, and it may not be the answer that we want, and then we're like, man, I didn't want that. Because we already had an ideology of what we wanted to hear from God. Okay, God, I got this problem. What should I do?
Yeah.
And then we sit back and wait. But we already have a motive in our heart what we want to do in the first place anyway, but we just want to say, okay, we ask God for it. Then when God said, okay, you need to do this, I'm like, oh man, I didn't want to do that one. I want to do the other one. And then it's just the fact of not hardening our hearts and being obedient to what He says so we can get the outcome that we really want in the end.
Man, that's true, man. And I think, you know what I'm saying, just like you said, the thing that stood out to me is just being still and hearing and taking time to listen to God. A lot of us, we don't have that still time. You know what I'm saying? We're always in a rush trying to do this, trying to do that, you know, doing, okay, I got to worry about my job, worry about this. We're not spending time to be still and hear from God. So, that's all I'm going to say, man, on that topic today, man. Let's do this, man. We're going to shake. I'm going to play a couple of songs as we go out, man. And those songs are Ridiculous featuring your boy Servant and Sharp Skills. That's from the homie Advocate. And then we got Victory March from the homie that was just on Believing Steven on Yada the King Radio, man. And we out of here, man. I want to encourage y'all to keep it Christ, keep Him number one, and take time to listen this week, man. See what's popping.
Advocate, like, Serving, Sharps in the building. Feel me?
Come on. What up, Avo? Just give me the ammo. Red leather liquor, I got my dash flow. El Presidente, young Castro. Wanna be exalted, so the man slow. Oh, was that so? I smash slow in a black crow. Looking like a young Mac, though, but without the afro. Pass hope to my black folks. Slang crack for the cash, nope. Billion dollar flow, fam, see I'm past, though. I teach the class now, show them how to lash out. On every enemy till they pass out. Milk the game to the cash cow. You better move. We toast foes, get the glass out. Stand firm when they dash out. Broken hearts finna stack clout. Man, I ran south, ass brush. You can see what your man about. Red bag.
This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you feeling this. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous. This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you feeling this. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous.
Luminary here, and I'm on again. Born to win. Cats that was born to sin. Foreign to them. I do it for the Lord of men. Torn within, cause I truly adore my kin. In a matrix. Worshipping idols. No love, full of hatred. Feel forsaken. Game needing a facelift, waiting for change. That's on the horizon like seeing a spaceship. You heard a lot of fake hit talent wasted. Negroes who chase chips, chains degrading themselves. Not knowing that hell's awaiting those who oppose Christ serving Satan. If you wanna bring it to the battle zone, bring it on. Cage left, right, oh, you don't really wanna battle, bro. On another plane, representing the name. Profane, getting changed from ridiculous flame. It's going down, baby.
This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you feeling this. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous. This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you're feeling us. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous. 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 Mr. DJ, please turn it up.
I gotta be a ridiculous lyricist. I don't spit the counterfeit. I'm all about Christ and I'm living to count it. The counterfeit, I'm living this, plus fitness. Walking in his omnipotence, made in the image of Christ. You can go and check his penmanship. I'm high, but not for the popularity. You shot, like I got high polarity, my guy. Why do they all stare at me? It's God. Let me state that for clarity. We flow to break the dependence of drugs. Spit to uncrit the dependence of thugs. Filling fathers and their children with love. I'm a fool for Christ, ain't you heard of us?
This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you feeling this. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous. This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you feeling this. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous. This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you feeling this. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous. This beat sounds so ridiculous. I know you feeling this. You win your whip, then turn it up. Go ahead and act a nut. You're ridiculous.
Where my saints at? Are you rolling with me?
Coming
to the new heaven in that holy city. Got your grace, I'm saved, I flow. Hope you will embrace the toe. Oh, you fly, planes are blown. We are sinful, facing home. That's why I'm making poems. Sins is high, taking loans. Christ dies, he's paid it toll. They ain't even break a bone. So now God's grace is shown. Christ the only way I know. Out to my Savior rose, I will see my Savior's throne. By grace through faith alone, he'll come back to take me home. Close my eyes, pray and go to heaven, no aches or moans. He's the great exalted Jew. Please have faith and follow. Those are the pain that I've been through. He came to make all things new. No divorce and no more fighting. No remorse and no more bribing. No more pawning, no more lying. No more thorns and no more whining. No more boredom, no more whining. Been reborn, I'm golden lying. No more storms and no more dying. No more mourning, no more crying.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
Yeah.
Hey yo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
We move at the sound of his trumpet.
Move out.
Somebody ring the alarm, it's going down when we're all at least aware of it. On you,
yeah.
Y'all disappearing.
Word.
Lot of crazed faces and eyes to the ceiling.
It's real.
Our life's an episode of deal,
yeah.
But no deal. Either take the broad path or the one with less appeal. And if you choose the latter, through faith and zeal,
yeah.
When you open up that door, there's no greater feel.
Yeah.
Cause we were born with a price, found in the dark, born to the light. Now I'm in there with my sights on life. Not the South Pole, I can only go right.
Yeah.
To those believing like Stephen, faithfully preaching, beseeching, soberly teaching. Humbly speaking while we reaching out.
to a world that rejects the words of the risen Lord. Pay the bill that we can't afford that will reign forevermore. And yes, that day will come, we'll walk hand in hand with the sun. Victory once with a champion, as we scream out, your will be done. Ayo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
Yeah.
Ayo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
We've all sinned since birth, we're raised, we'll all die, earning grace. Death will come, I earn the wage. Hell, I deserve the pain. Burning like sulfur and flames. I'm guilty of mirth and shame. Christ was hung, I'm first to blame. On the cross, heard explained. Rose on the third unfeigned. I am saved, observe the change. Book of life, turn the page. I'll enter, I heard my name. My God is concerned with pain. He loves you, so learn his ways. In heaven, here worship sang. Praise the King, his mercy saves. I'll see Jesus face to face. Gave me faith, saved by grace. I see why he made me wait. Amazing race, no greater place. His eyes like a flame of fire. He's the Lamb, great Messiah, bloody robe, take the liar, throw him in the lake of fire. Trifling one was blind and dumb, he suffered, the Christ was hung. Now eternal life has come to every tribe and tongue. He shines bright just like the sun, saves his bride. The ancient side made the sky, but came to die. This is bliss, no greater high.
Ayo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
Yeah.
Ayo, we marching on to victory. Bold, no fear, hearts focused, no mystery. Serving the Most High, giving up is not an option. Overcome and conquer, this is our victory march.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, 'cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da.